AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden and former President Trump have agreed to hold two campaign debates. AP White House correspondent Zeke Miller.
These would be hosted by individual media partners, CNN on June 27th, and then ABC on September 10th. Those are the earliest general election presidential debates ever held in this country. And in fact, the June one will be before either of them are officially their party's nominee.
Senate primaries yesterday set up a couple of big races. Julie Walker has details.
Former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan claiming the Republican nomination in what will be a marquee race in the state against Angela Alsobrooks. Meanwhile, another popular Republican governor, Jim Justice, won the Senate nomination in deep red West Virginia, becoming the overwhelming favorite in the race that represents the GOP's best pickup opportunity in the nation. In both states, the Republican nominees represent a serious challenge for Democrats in the general election as they cling to a 51-49 Senate majority. I'm Julie Walker.
The Supreme Court has ordered Louisiana to use a congressional map in this year's election with a second mostly black district. Senator Bob Menendez's trial has opened with the prosecutor pointing a finger at the New Jersey Democrat and calling him corrupt, alleging he accepted bribes of gold bars, cash, and a car. Menendez's lawyer called him an American patriot and prosecutors dead wrong. Slovakia's populist Prime Minister Robert Fico was shot multiple times and gravely wounded in an assassination attempt today. A suspect is in custody. And Mike Hempen reports on an incident in Texas involving a barge.
The barge slammed into a bridge pillar in Galveston, Texas, Wednesday morning, spilling oil into the surrounding waters. The accident caused the closure of the only road that leads to Pelican Island, north of Galveston. There have been no reports of injuries, but officials say one person on the barge was knocked into the water and quickly rescued. I'm Mike Hempen.
Stocks rallied today on news of easing inflation. This is AP News. Playoff games tonight. In the NHL, Dallas can knock off Colorado at home, while in the NBA, the Celtics can do the same to Cleveland. The Mavs and Thunder battle for an edge in Oklahoma City. And last night in the WNBA,
Caitlin Clark's debut was a little rough as the Fever dropped a 92-71 decision to the Sun. Clark had a team-high 20 points, including 6-for-6 from the line, but she shot just 5-of-15 from the field, including 4-of-11 from three-point range. Clark also committed 10 of Indiana's 25 turnovers and was scoreless for nearly the first 14 minutes.
Obviously, it wasn't like the best start in the first half for myself. Getting into foul trouble, and then you got to sit on the bench and try to come back to into the game and get into a little bit of a flow. But obviously, too many turnovers. That's not going to get the job done.
All that after she received a loud ovation during pregame introductions. DeWanna Bonner led Connecticut with 20 points, and Alyssa Thomas had a triple-double with 13 points, 13 assists, and 10 rebounds. I'm Jane Ferry.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.